I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. Industrial hemp pilot projects are now in their third year in Kentucky, with Christian County farmer Kendall Clark saying he sees the potential for the alternate crop.
We're looking for alternative crops to replace some of the tobacco acres that have been sort of legislated and eased out over the last few years. And the big advantage I see to industrial hemp is it's a fact that everybody can't grow tomatoes and sweet corn. You know, I could get out here and grow a tomato, but I'm going to have to knock somebody else's tomato off the shelf to sell mine. And this is something that's it's not exactly new. Of course, it's been here in ages past, but it's certainly new for the current generation, and it's something that we don't have to compete.
Clark raised 100 acres of industrial hemp last year on his farm near Crofton. This year, he's growing about the same amount. Clark says he's working to develop some seed stock in Kentucky. Clark did say he learned quite a bit about growing industrial hemp last year.
We had to establish the best method to plant it, the best population, you know, the population density. And certainly when it comes to growing and harvesting, it's a completely different animal from anything that we do now. It has to be harvested green.
We'll have more in a moment.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Among the concerns about industrial hemp is that will it lead to an increase in marijuana growing in Kentucky? Clark says that's not the case at all.
One of the predominant things that I was approached with last year, they said, well, you know, they're going to be growing marijuana all over your farm, and you can't grow marijuana around this. If you try to plant your marijuana around industrial hemp, it's going to pollinate it and ruin it for you. So and there's nothing psychoactive about this crop at all, so there's, you know, it's really, you know, from the hallucinogenic standpoint, it's harmless. And people need to understand that. And then the other thing that needs to be, every aspect of a hemp plant from the root to the bloom has use.
After a successful first crop, Clark is now partnering with a local company called Kentucky Hemp Works that's processing the seeds, stems, and leaves to make a number of products that are being sold. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.